back at the helm after a weekend spent recharging. I mean, we're under attack. It is time to go to war. Time to go to war right now. Never give up. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. You all remember AFPAC. You remember AFPAC. A lot of people remember AFPAC. I was right. And everybody knows I was right about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who got the boot, finally, from the House Freedom Caucus. Actually, she got the boot 2 whole weeks ago, but somehow we're just now finding out. That's because the Freedom Caucus doesn't have a public membership. Its meetings are held in secret, and what is said at them isn't disclosed. This is Washington, of course, so things leak. And what has leaked is that the Freedom Caucus is fed up with Marjorie Taylor Greene for being a relentless shill on behalf of Kevin McCarthy, among other things. So they've made her the first ever Freedom Caucus member to get kicked out of the group. Our take is, that's a great start. The Freedom Caucus is not as old as you might think. If you associate it with anything at all, it's probably with the Tea Party movement of 2009 and 2010. But the House Freedom Caucus actually only started in 2015 in response to the many disappointments that happened in the 4 years after Republicans won back the House of Representatives. The purpose of the House Freedom Caucus from the beginning, let's be clear, was to make Republican leadership more conservative. More conservative on spending. More conservative on social issues. More conservative on whatever they could get their hands on. The other purpose of the Freedom Caucus was to allow rank-and-file Republicans to have more sway. Because, in fact, for the most part, the GOP elites like their party to be run like an army or like a corporation. One guy at the top calling all of the shots, and everyone else just has to sit there and listen, shut up and do nothing, rendering them completely ineffective and neutered and castrated and feckless and cowardly. Well, in 2015, the Freedom Caucus brought down Speaker John Boehner because he kept conservatives out of leadership posts in the House and because his 2016 budget refused to defund Planned Parenthood. He was a disgusting creature. So they managed to bring down Boehner, but then we got stuck with Paul Ryan for the next 3 years. Be careful what you wish for, I guess, is the message. In 2018, the Freedom Caucus helped bring down Ryan because of his inaction on the border and a bunch of other pieces in President Trump's agenda. He was weak. Actually, I believe that he was probably controlled opposition. He was a plant there to seek and destroy from within the GOP. Of course, on the board as well at Fox News. The Freedom Caucus hasn't been perfect. We know that. But it was born out of a noble idea. Make the House more conservative. Deliver more conservative victories. The members of the House who aren't afraid to come on this program are members of the House Freedom Caucus. So that brings us to Miss Marjorie. Representative Taylor Greene ran as a grassroots candidate. Remember, I'm going to expose all of the rhinos. The establishment campaigned against her in 2020. So she looked good on the surface. And when she got selected and installed, she immediately joined the Freedom Caucus. Liberal Republicans, meanwhile, teamed up with Democrats to kick her off of her committee assignments. So again, she looked like a really bright and shiny object, a freedom first fighter. But over the past year, something changed. MTG became an ally of Kevin McCarthy, who represents the rhinos and the swamp. He is the swamp. He is a rhino. He is the leader of the rhinos. And then she became basically one of his number one shills in the entire Congress, in the entire world, maybe. Just like that. Crazy, isn't it? I wonder what Kevin McCarthy holds over Marjorie Taylor Greene, exactly. During the House leadership vote last January, she went around whipping every Republican that she could to vote for McCarthy. You remember that? She touted all of these promises about the big conservative victories that this would produce. She went on every show that she could to push the McCarthy speakership. She was, no joke, his number one fan. And eventually it worked. The line that McCarthy was the only Republican who could get a majority took root. And then we got Speaker McCarthy. By the way, what has that Republican majority done for you to make a positive difference in your life? What did it actually produce? I mean, the big test for McCarthy was the debt ceiling showdown last month. We told you the stakes of that battle at the time. Releasing J6 footage ended up being a psyop and fake. And then, of course, setting up committees and holding hearings, it's all a big waste of time. It's meaningless in the long term. It doesn't force the Biden administration to do anything. It's all pro wrestling. It's all theater. It's all a show. It's all a movie. But the debt ceiling was the exception. It had to be raised or the entire sham that is the Biden regime falls apart. McCarthy had him by the balls. He could have extracted a lot. Real spending cuts, rolling back the IRS expansion, an end to student loan forgiveness. What did we get instead? Nothing. We got 2 years of minor spending cuts and 8 years of unenforceable suggestions. We got barely $1 billion slashed from the IRS's $80 billion expansion. We got a promise from the Biden regime to force the resumption of student loan repayments. But now, according to reports, Biden's plan is to just simply order student loan repayments and then not enforce it. If people don't pay, he won't do anything. It's all fake. So the big win of Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling deal is actually a huge freaking nothing burger. Oh, and for good measure, the next debt ceiling showdown isn't until after next year's election. So that's it. That was our only pass for the entire congressional term. Nothing else will happen from this Congress. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. They will produce nothing on behalf of you. They will do no bidding of the people. The House leadership will just be focused on their own reelection, and that's it. That's the victory that we got thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene's relentless shilling and ball licking for Kevin McCarthy's brand of conservatism. So why did MTG go from this grassroots insurgent to the world's biggest McCarthy superfan? We have our theories, to say the least. It took 5 months, but at least we're finally seeing some consequences for Marjorie Taylor Greene's behavior. The Freedom Caucus exists to hold leadership accountable and to move the GOP rightward. They don't need a member who does the opposite, who sucks up to leadership and helps them move the party leftward. In fact, here's an idea. The Freedom Caucus should boot out all of the members who were on board with Speaker McCarthy early on. Or if that's too many members to work, the ones who opposed McCarthy should break off and form their own caucus of some sort. I'd rather have a smaller group of actual conservative biters who want to win rather than a larger group of weaklings satisfied with Kevin McCarthy as a leader. Teddy Daniels knows a lot about this. He hosts his own show on the Stu Peters Network called In the Trenches, and he joins us now. Teddy, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, I agree with everything you said. And let me tell you, Stu, thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, of course.
And for the past year plus, you and me have been the only two consistently in the media calling out Marjorie Taylor Greene. She sold out for committee seats. She sold out to get back on Fox News. And she sold out to get back in the good graces of leadership. And it's disgusting. It goes all the way back to her hiring of foreign national Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay foreign national, where she ambushed Trump with Kanye and Milo. And Stu, it goes deep. It goes so deep with this woman. It's upsetting. Stu, I used to be on Team Marjorie. I was a Marjorie fan. I donated to her campaign. I helped her out. And then she went and started backing McCarthy and shilling for McCarthy, like you said. And Stu, I got to touch on something too, brother. When you said you'd rather have a smaller contingent of conservatives, Colonel Charles Beckwith, he was the founder of Delta Force, had a phrase, and he says, "I'd rather go down the river with seven studs over 100 heads." And that's what we need in D.C. right now, Stu.
Why won't we get it? Are they all sold out? Are they all bribed? Are they all blackmailed? Are they all padding their own pockets? Are they all corrupt? Or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above, Stu. And again, take a look at Marjorie Taylor Greene's stock portfolio into Big Pharma. All right? She's toeing the line. She sold out for her own personal financial.
Okay, so with all the writing on the wall and all the evidence out there, and it's being done in broad daylight, with her scamming, you know, blue collar conservatives in her district in Georgia. These are people, these are the hardest working blue collar middle class, the backbone of the American economy. The backbone, the bedrock of our nation is what her district represents. And she's scamming them for all this money on impeachment. Well, impeachment is a fake game because guess what? Even if the fake Congress votes to impeach, the Senate will never convict, much less remove him. But she raised millions of dollars off of these people and then turned around and cut big checks to the McCarthy-controlled NRCC. So with all of that obviously apparent, Why is it that so many Americans, specifically people who, you know, are still wanting Donald Trump, despite the fact that he pushes all these poison shots, why won't people allow you to talk negatively about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Stu, you know, I took a lot of heat a year ago when I came out and started to expose a lot of the stuff she was involved in and a lot of the things that she was doing. And I know you did the same, and I know you took heat for that as well. The media has propped her up to be some sort of America First savior when she's nothing more than an America First fraud.
Yeah, and this is the media, by the way, that is paid for by BlackRock and Vanguard and the criminal central banking cabal. So it makes you wonder, why are they propping her up in this way, right? I mean, anybody that Fox News props up as a hero is likely a bad actor.
Exactly, exactly. And I'll tell you this, up until about a month ago, Stu, Steve Bannon was even on Team Marjorie. And what finally made Steve Bannon call her out was her vote to increase the debt limit. So, you know, finally, and I texted Steve and I told him, I said, Steve, it only took you a year, but I'm glad you're finally on board with seeing what we've all been seeing and what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, from the very beginning, early on. And you're right, we both did take a lot of heat and continue to take a lot of heat. All the blue check marks on Twitter completely freak out anytime you bring her up. Teddy Daniels, his show is called In the Trenches. Thank you so much for being here, brother. We appreciate it.
Love you, Stu. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Appreciate everything.
Love you, too. Make sure you check it out. It's on daily in the Stu Peters Network, which can now be found on DirecTV, on Dish Network, Roku, Fire Stick, Amazon. If you like Bezos, go ahead. It's easy. It's convenient. Apple TV, Rumble, of course, if I didn't already say that. Just look up the Stu Peters Network or always at StuPeters.com. Check it out. In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. Welcome back. So sometimes in real life, we meet real life heroes. Many of you have probably had that experience. On this program, just over the last 2.5 years alone, we've met plenty of heroes. Today, we're going to meet another one. That's attorney Scott Tindall. He just filed what might be the largest civil RICO case against judges and attorneys in history. Judges and attorneys. Some of the most disgustingly corrupt parasites that exist among us. Tindall's target is the family court system of Birmingham, Alabama. Tindall's lawsuit names 47 different defendants, including numerous judges of the Jefferson County Domestic Relations Court. The allegations in Tindall's lawsuit include racketeering, extortion, fraud, invasion of privacy, false imprisonment, and yeah, even kidnapping. We've talked about the CPS child trafficking racket. So what's going on in this case exactly? Well, viewers of this program can take a guess. We've spent a lot of time covering the hideous corruption of our family court system, how it snatches up vulnerable children, takes them away from their families, their parents, on the slightest pretext, even made up, completely false, whole cloth pretext, just to drop them in the foster care systems that molest them and abuse them and destroy them and, yes, even kill them. Well, the biggest motivation, of course, is simply financial. More kids in the system means more federal dollars. The federal government isn't the only way that a family court system can get cash. They can also simply just extract it through extortion from its clients. According to Mr. Tindall, the Birmingham family court system has developed into what he calls the enterprise. So in essence, it's just a racket of legal collusion that intentionally drags out cases that lawyers can pocket more in legal fees from. Parents are basically forced to go along with things because they're threatened with losing their kids in family court disputes if they make too much of a fuss. It's one of the most appalling things that we've ever seen in our court system. And this is a country with pretty appalling courts sometimes. Scott Tindall joins us now to talk more about this. Scott, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stu. I appreciate being on your show today and giving us a chance to tell this story.
Yeah, and please do, because I think that a lot of people don't really understand the full magnitude of what's happening here.
Yeah, it's really sad. What we have here are people who clearly know the difference in right and wrong and choose to do wrong. They're choosing to destroy families. They're choosing to abuse their positions, to abuse every bit of authority we give them in the hopes that they're going to protect families and children. And instead, they just exploit families and children for their own personal gain. And what started as what we thought was maybe an isolated incident has now turned into what we now know is what we call the enterprise. It's a criminal organization of attorneys, judges, medical providers, other people in the community who intentionally destroy families' lives with no concern for the children or the parents, solely in an attempt to make more money.
Give us some examples of some of the behavior here that we're seeing, because without going into clients' names, of course, I understand personal privacy, things like that, but what are kids actually being subjected to in real life?
So I'll give you an example of what happens. There's a client I'm working with right now that has not had overnight visitation with his child for over 4 years because his ex-spouse made up a domestic violence allegation against him. For 4 years, he has not had his day in court. He has not even had a hearing, and he can't get his name cleared and get overnight visitation with his daughter again until that's done. And it's strictly done to delay to keep fees growing and growing, but also to serve their client and make their client feel like they're getting what they want. But what's really disturbing is most of these people in these custody battles don't want these fights. These fights are put on them by the attorneys themselves. They are creating the chaos. The analogy I use is these attorneys and judges are like firefighters who are arsonists. They like to act like they're putting out the fires, that they're such good people, that they're doing the right thing. But they're the ones that are lighting these bonfires in these families over and over again. I'll give you an example. We had a case that came to light just a few weeks ago where a couple was about to go through a divorce that really had no dispute at all. They just needed to work out the details. Both parties had agreed to that. And then the wife hires one of our defendants in our case, and that attorney milks the family for over $125,000 over 9 months. Creating chaos for no reason, taking this man's children away from him for no reason. Once we filed our case, this family saw what was going on, realized that their attorney was one of these defendants. They fired that attorney, hired a new attorney. Within 8 hours of mediation, the divorce had been resolved and the family had been put back together as best as possible. I mean, divorces are tough situations and people are trying to do the best they can for their children. And one of the things that they taught me up there that I've learned is they use this standard called best interest of the children.
Yep.
And the running joke is, in the best interest of whose children? The children in this case or the children of the attorneys who are making all this money? And it shouldn't be that way. It doesn't have to be this way. And what I tell these clients is this is not the way the court system is supposed to work.
So many of these people that go through a divorce realize that they have irreconcilable differences and they just can't do it, whether it's being unequally yoked in faith or if it's just ideology or if it means toxicity, whatever it is, they go through these things. And as adults, they say, hey, we would both be happier. We would both provide a better product for our children if we were happier. We can be amicable. We can, you know, remain friendly. We can do things in the best interest of the children in real life, make decisions together, show our children that we both love them, you know, as much as possible, make sure that they're aware that anything that happened between the adults was not their responsibility. It was not their fault. But then, like you said, these attorneys, these bloodthirsty, money-hungry attorneys sink their hooks into these adults and then turn them against each other in these long, drawn-out battles. And then milk them, like you said, for hundreds of thousands of dollars while putting the kids through turmoil that they have created. I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
That's exactly right, Stu. I think you nailed it on the head. And what we see from some of these families is litigation fatigue. And it's just which side is going to run out of money first. And so you see families that are having the grandparents mortgage their houses, or they're doing everything they can to come up with every penny they can because they believe they need to do this to fight for their children.
And so as hard as you work to create a financial future for your kids, that's what you're doing. That's the reason why we go to work every day, is to save, to have a nest egg, to leave an inheritance, to leave investments, to leave property, to create a life that's better for our children than what we had as children. Isn't that the general idea of parenting? And then boom, in the blink of an eye, it's all gone and in the pockets of these fat cat attorneys that are just corrupt, filthy, and criminal.
You're right. I mean, the country was founded on this principle of defining your own destiny and building something greater for a legacy for your children. And that's what parents want to do. They just want to be parents. They just want to love their children. They just want to spend time with their children. And these people are coming in and creating unnecessary chaos. And to your point, pitting parents against one another. And the people it hurts the most are the children, because now the children see their parents through this ongoing custody dispute and struggle. And depending on their age, you know, they know more than others, but these custody disputes are dragging out for so long. Even when you start with a child that's 4 or 5 years old, and now you're 7, 8, 10 years down the road, all this child has known throughout their whole childhood is trauma. And that trauma has been brought on by the court system in ways that it wasn't built for and that are completely unnecessary.
While they masquerade as being there in the best interest of the kids. It's projection.
Exactly, yeah, it's always the best interest of the child, which is a standard that can be used in family court and sometimes is appropriate, but that's not the standard that's appropriate most of the time, and certainly not when we're dealing with custody disputes. Stu, I'll give you an example. Just in court last week, I had to stand up to one of the judge defendants in state court and tell her we were not going to accept her extortion. She was trying to extort my client in the middle of open court to get him to pay fees for a guardian ad litem with no report, with no hearing. The law requires you have a hearing before you're mandated to pay that. And this judge wanted us to pay it in open court immediately before we could start trial. Now, the defense, the other side, they did. They walked over, dropped a check right off on the GAL's desk and was all proud about it, like they were proud to bribe the GAL in open court in front of everyone. And I just said, Your Honor, we're not going to do that. Now, this judge didn't even know what the word extortion meant. She went on to read it onto the record out loud. And I think as she was reading it, she realized that what I was saying was true. And she said, well, you know, there has to be a threat for there to be extortion. And I said, yes, Your Honor, you're threatening me with contempt and you're going to throw me in jail if my client doesn't pay this unethical, illegal, and unconstitutional fee.
And, you know, and parents are desperate to do whatever they can do to protect their children. And so, you know, you've seen it in movie plots and screenplays. You've seen it in real life. You've seen it in our government, where I could really care less about my life. You know, you want to threaten my life? Hey, you're going to have a hell of a fight. But if you end up taking my life, okay, I go home to heaven. But when people start threatening the loss of children, I'm going to take your child away from you. Parents will flip over backwards. They'll lay down in front of a speeding train. They'll take bullets. They'll be lit ablaze. They'll drown. They'll be beaten to death, whatever it is, in order to protect their children and their relationship with their children, to keep their children safe, to keep their children with them. They will do anything. So it's really easy to extort, say, your client, for example, by just hinting at the threat of the loss of their children.
You're exactly right. And I can't tell you how many parents that I've met with, and especially a lot of men who just feel like they've been emasculated by this system. They feel like they were strong, tough men who get caught up in this and they have no way out. They cannot figure out how to navigate the system, and they can't figure out why they know they're a good dad. And they don't understand why they're being treated that way and why they become the target and the victim. And it's because we have specific ringleaders of this enterprise, very bad people who, you know, I use the word evil, but evil exists. And some of these people are evil and they're coordinating it. We believe they are even coordinating outcomes of cases before they ever get to trial. Now, we filed a 186-page complaint, and we can prove every single word in that complaint. I wanted to write a 400-page complaint because I know how much else is going on, but we just don't have the proof of it yet. But all 186 pages of that complaint, we have bulletproof evidence. We have hard paper. We have data on all of these, and we're going to hold these people accountable.
So if your RICO case, or I should say when your RICO case is successful, what kind of a precedent will that set for the rest of the country? Will it rattle the boots and shake the cages of, you know, the racket that's going on in every single county, in every jurisdiction, in every state in our union?
I hope so. I hope it inspires people to come forward. People know that these rackets are happening. People have known about this one in Birmingham. They've known this was going on, but they didn't have anyone that would stand up for them. So we like to think of ourselves, you know, my clients in this case we filed, is really the tip of the spear. And we're just trying to provide top cover for other people to come forward. And, you know, Stu, I've met dozens of families who have stories that are almost exactly like my clients. And so I would say to those people who are going through situations like this, reach out to someone, find an attorney in your jurisdiction that is willing to go help you fight. Because once these bad actors are brought to light, then they're not able to do the same things they were before when they thought they were untouched and they thought they had unilateral power to do what they want.
That's right.
But what we're finding is by bringing attention to that, then they have to start minding their manners a lot more, and they've got to start playing by the rules.
The biggest enemy to the darkness is the light. The biggest enemy of the empire of lies is the truth. The biggest enemy of corruption is justice. And so that we hope that you see it. I've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words.
Yeah, I was just going to say, tagging on to that conversation about the judge, after I accused her of extortion, she called a 10-minute recess. When we came back, she never brought it up again. Every clean judge in America will throw you in court. I mean, will throw you in jail and keep you there for accusing them of extortion. And this judge chose not to. And I think that speaks volumes about what's going on in this case and what's going on all around the country.
Yeah. Don't be extorted. Don't allow yourself to be. Come forward. And if you work for one of these corrupt judges or one of these corrupt attorneys, come forward. Expose them. Be the hero that these children need in their lives. Just like Scott Tindall, setting a precedent there for what it looks like to be a real morally upright person. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for your time, Stu.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. The problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So what do transgenderism or pedophilia and COVID-19 have in common? Well, according to Dr. Reiner Fulmich, a whole lot more than you might think. You see, ever since the first days of COVID in April of 2020, you remember, nobody knew what the hell was going on. Dr. Fulmich did. He's been investigating the pandemic's origins and what it all really means. Well, according to Reiner and his findings, COVID was all fake. That's been our position here for a long time now. It was an act of, quote, psychological terrorism acting as a pilot program for mass mind control. In effect, the purpose of all of it was to dumb down the population, making them more reliant on powerful institutions. Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. More suggestible to extreme ideas like, oh, I don't know, don't go visit your grandma and grandpa, wear a stupid mask and stay an arbitrary 6 feet away from everyone. You're not allowed to be on your houseboat because you would be a super spreader at sea. To explain more of what all of this means, Dr. Fulmich joins us now. Reiner, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate having you back.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a great honor and a pleasure, as always.
Well, thank you for saying that. This is basically what I've been saying. If you can get people to do this, 15 days to slow the spread, then now it's stupid and foolish to wear a mask. Now, not only should you wear one, but you should wear 2. It would be racist to not go to Chinatown and hug a Chinaman. Gather, big gatherings. Now, don't gather at all. Don't go to the nursing home and visit your grandma. When your spouse walks in under their own horsepower to the hospital, we're going to separate you from them and we're going to put them on life support. We're going to give them a dangerous cocktail of sedatives, deadly, in fact, and then we're going to shove a tube down their throat. Oh, and by the way, we're going to give them this drug called remdesivir that was kicked out of an African Ebola trial because, 53% of the people that took it died. Now we want you to go inject yourself with this thing that nobody knows anything about, and then we want you to ignore all of the adverse events, side effects, or as we consider them, intended consequences of this poison that you've just put in your body. Then we want you to go stand in line to get another one. Then we want you to go get boosted. Now we want you to give it to your dog and water your houseplants with mRNA. So if we can get you to do all of that, then we can get you to do anything. So if this is a pilot program, what is the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is, of course, complete control over all of us, but it's also still population reduction. When I first started out trying to find out what was really going on, because I didn't trust our mainstream media and our politicians anymore, this is in July of 2020 when I returned to Germany to start this Corona investigative project. When I first looked into this, I very quickly, all of us, very quickly realized that something is unreal. As it turns out, in the true sense of the word, because there was no pandemic. It was a plandemic, as we now know, after having interviewed 450 expert witnesses from all walks of science. I have come to the conclusion that nothing is real, not just concerning the plandemic, but also, as you said, global warming, climate change, the Ukraine crisis. Yes, people are dying.
Yeah.
People are dying. That's for sure. But most of what we're seeing, in my view, and this comes after an interview I did with Celia Farber and another one I did with Mark Rubert, all of what we're seeing is
fake
psychological terrorism, basically, as you pointed out. It's terrorism. And it all comes from mind control. It's not just simple psychology, but it goes far beyond it. It's mind control, and this is what was imported into the United States with Operation Paperclip right after World War II. So what we're seeing, this is what Mark Grubert said, and I think I should agree with him, is MKUltra 2.0.
Mm. So the ultimate goal, obviously, being subservience, complete compliance from the masses in order to do what exactly?
They, for some strange reason that I'm trying to get a better understanding of, they need our consent for everything they're doing. Say, what they basically want us to do is to, well, if you look at the shots, to kill ourselves. But they need our consent for that. That's why all this brainwashing has been going on. That's why they use this psychological terrorism to keep us in constant panic and in constant fear. The ultimate goal is, of course, to reduce the population by I don't know how many billion, but get the rest of us to be completely under their control as slaves. Now, for some strange reason, it doesn't work with quite a large percentage of the population. Depending on where you are in the Western world, it's probably 20 to 30, more in the United States. And in the not Western controlled world, there's even more, for example, in Africa. But in the Western world, it seems to have worked very well because, as we can see now, the excess mortality from the shots that the people actually consented to, not validly, because they never got any information. It's the concept of informed consent, but they did consent to it because they were defrauded. They were driven into panic mode so that they would believe what politicians and the mainstream media told them. You have to get the shot or else you're going to die.
It just came to me. It just dawned on me. This is like an ice cream man that you've never met before, right? And all of a sudden, this strange vehicle comes rolling down your street or up your street or into your neighborhood where your kids are playing and riding their bikes or scooters or, you know, throwing the football outside. And this strange ice cream man in a vehicle that you've never seen before comes up with a brand new kind of ice cream that you've never seen before. Why in the hell would you ever let your kids take it? Well, of course you wouldn't. But you will go sign them up, physically fight to get to the front of the line to inject them with a fake vaccine poison. What happened? I mean, why are people so willing to be just completely led to their own demise?
I have come to the conclusion that it's a mix of different parts of this psychological terrorism. The people who are now running the countries, most Western countries, and who have more or less occupied all the key positions, all the positions of power in medicine, in science, in politics, in the global corporations, they're all psychopaths. Mm-hmm. But these psychopaths would never have been able to get where they are if we didn't play along. And the reason why we played along is because for years, much longer than the last 3 years, at least for the last 30 years, maybe longer, we were sort of dumbed down. Our system of education, my wife's a teacher, has broken down more or less. The children were taught to follow orders, especially so in Germany, not to think for themselves anymore. So it's the dumbing down of the population through the wrong kind of education, which is basically propaganda or mind control, if you want to call it that, and I think I should call it that. But it also has to do with our loss of our own identity. Now, how did that come about? Through, you know, political correctness, genderism, all these things. And now on top of this, the sexualization of children. I mean, if that's not a crime against humanity, I don't know what is. So people have lost their identity, and this was meant to be. This is what they wanted us to do, to be totally confused and disoriented. That is the perfect hotbed, breeding ground for the psychopaths to come in. This is, in fact, what happened after World War I in Germany. The German population, they had lost the war, then came the Versailles Treaty, which was kind of oppressive, so they were under a lot of pressure. The German population was largely hysterical. That was the perfect breeding ground, again, the perfect hotbed for someone, a psychopath, like Hitler to come in. But he didn't come out of nowhere. He was put there by the Anglo-American financial mafia, through which the people who Catherine Austin Fitz calls Mr. Global are running everything.
Yeah, they are.
And on top of this, Stu, that's very, very important. We have a lot of people who are really, really stupid. I'm not saying they're not educated. I'm saying they're stupid. And this is the definition of stupidity comes from a really great man, a brave man who was unfortunately killed in one of the concentration camps at the end of World War II. He's a German pastor by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But it's not just stupidity. It is more than that. It is, if you combine this with the thinking of a great German philosopher by the name of Kant, Immanuel Kant, he's the one who kind of got enlightenment going by saying sapere aude, which means have the courage to use your own reasoning. Do not let anyone tell you what you should do or not do, because you have your own brain. You should be your own person. Now, if you combine these two, then you have a lot of people who are stupid out of cowardice. As a result of cowardice, they're stupid. But again, I won't blame anyone for this. This was done intentionally by their mind control.
As we just heard, I mean, they can program you into just giving up your children. Exactly. They can program you into wearing a mask. They can program you into getting this injection, having the ice cream from the strange van, from the strange person that you've never seen before, and then willingly just giving it to your kids. They can program you into voluntarily paying criminal taxes. For example, here in the United States, as you may know, Payman Motahedah brought it to our attention, freedomlawschool.org. Guess what? Unless you're a citizen or a resident of Washington, D.C., you're not legally required to file or pay federal income taxes, but yet we just do it voluntarily. Yeah. Under the threat of losing everything, liens on your house, losing your property, being locked up, going to jail, losing your freedom, losing your liberty, you can program people into taking them to events, basically open, in broad daylight, pedophilia, child molestation in the streets where grown men wearing nothing wave their genitalia in front of your children's face. The parents, quote, heavy air quotes here, parents who bring them there should be arrested. And when they're sentenced, they should be put to death after conviction. And the people that are perpetuating it should as well. They do this under the guise of something called pride. And you're right. I mean, this is the slippery slope of, political correctness. Just allow gay people to get married has now transgressed rapidly into farming out, selling babies to homosexual men that are completely insane, giving them the boys that they want so that they can rape and molest them. I mean, that's where we are today. And parents and people are virtue signaling on the internet like, oh my gosh, you two men or women or whatever you identify as are so beautiful with your new baby so they can mark themselves safe from being a bigot. Or, they look at a fat black lady on the internet who is wearing absolutely nothing or something that she shouldn't be wearing because she's hideous and has completely let her body go. But that because she's black and because she's fat, to keep themselves from fat shaming or being a racist, they have to be safe by telling her how beautiful and curvaceous her body is. It's disgusting. Where are we as a country when we're just participating willingly in this kind of behavior? How many people are just going to give up their guns when the feds come knocking on their door and ask how many they have?
I hope not very many. And this has been going on for much longer than we think. You know what? In Germany, there was in the city of Berlin, which I've always been wary of, it was always a very strange place. In the 1960s and 70s, and I think it went all the way into the 1980s, they had something they called the Kentner Experiment. And you know what they did? They took children. The Child Protection Services took children and gave them to pedophilia, to pedophiles, because they believed that, of course, they pretended to believe that pedophiles would probably love them much more than anyone else. That is what they did. I don't even want to know what happened there, but we are going to have to look into this. When the big trials start, we will get them all, each and every one of them. That's a promise.
We're going to have the big trials. So we're a program of remedy. We agree, our program, all of our producers here, we're on the same page here. A Nuremberg 2 type situation absolutely has to happen. We're not going to trust the military. They're all trannies. these are the people. Q, they're in charge, right? Just trust the plan. So we have to be the plan. What is the remedy here?
The remedy is something that came, weirdly enough, from one of your shows. My friend and colleague, Dexter Reinefeld, he's one of the group of international attorneys who conducted the model grand jury investigation a year and a half ago. And he watched one of your shows, and there was a woman, a New Zealander, by the name of Antoinette James, and she explained about how the Maori have their own independent judiciary. They have their own totally 100% sovereign government, even though some of the Maori don't know it. But that's the truth. So Dexter got in touch with me, and he said, Reiner, this is it. Finally, we have come across a jurisdiction that is totally, totally independent from the system, which has been in existence for hundreds of years. And as it turns out, it is closely connected with spirituality. Now, what better way to expose and fight mind control than through spirituality? I still don't understand everything, but I do know that this is the right way. So thanks to your show, that's what's going to happen next.
Great. I envision a great event, probably a very long one.
Yeah.
You know, people just hanging around. It'll be great. The only thing that'll be allowed at recess is swinging, right? the list is very long. I was asked by BBC who I think, and they said, well, the media? Yes, all of you people. Yes. Oh, well, we should be put to death. If you're found guilty and you're convicted, then yes, you should. And he goes, oh, okay. I mean, they know that I'm serious, you know, and they know that this is the way. And now they're trying to escape accountability. We see headlines coming from even, you know, the most liberal, most communist of publications, trash rags that are, oh, by the way, paid by the same people. We're talking about the criminal central banking cabal. We're talking about the Rothschilds. They're going to call me anti-Semitic for that. I'll have my own page again at ADL. You know, we're talking about the media. We're talking about Vanguard and BlackRock. We're talking about all of these people that fund those people in the media to make them say, and the doctors, by the way, and the attorneys and the judges, all of these people know exactly what they're doing and chose to do it anyways to protect themselves and to enrich themselves, like they think that they're not going to be next or something. No, they're coming for all of us. And when you say depopulation, it doesn't mean just of conservatives or just Trump followers. And by the way, it was the Trump followers that were super ecstatic about this shot coming originally. And remember, it was Kamala Harris and Joe Biden that said, I'll never take a shot that Donald Trump rolls out. How quickly that changed around to Trump supporters being the ones that were the most skeptical of these things, enraged that he continues to promote them, actually. And then it was the Biden and Kamala Harris illegitimate pedophile fake show in the White House that was pushing everybody towards these things, saying how safe and effective they were. I mean, if you can't see that from a distance, there's something certainly wrong. You've fallen victim to the very control that they want to give. We appreciate your quest for this accountability. We're right there with you. It's a pleasure going to war with you. And thank you so much for being here, Dr. Reiner. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma, and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Fox Defense. Fox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura or pitcher plant. And it used to be work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. So the Mel Gibson-produced film Sound of Freedom has become the breakout movie hit of the summer. The film features Passion of the Christ star Jim Caviezel as an anti-trafficking activist called Tim Ballard, who's fought a global campaign against child sex trafficking. The film was the number one movie in the country on July 4th. It's already massively outpaced its small production budget. To be clear, Sound of Freedom is not conspiracy. It's not hyperbolic in nature at all. No, it's based on a completely true story. Ballard really did rescue hundreds of children from sex trafficking in Latin America. We know that child sex trafficking is real. Yet the existence of this movie and its success has driven the left absolutely berserk with rage. They write hit pieces attacking it. They've suggested that it's a QAnon movie and that you're completely insane and should be locked up if you want to go and see it. We highly recommend that you do go and see it, and please take your kids. Of course, to any ordinary American, the rational response to all of this is to think, gee, I wonder what they're worried about me finding out. Matt Wallace is a Twitter influencer, a YouTuber, a crypto expert, and a professional Bill Gates exposer on the side. We might get a chance to talk a little bit about Mr. Gates in a moment, but for now, he joins us to talk about Sound of Freedom. Matt, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, of course. Sound of Freedom, one of the most shocking things about it is how hard Hollywood fought to stop it from getting released. When the line drawn in the sand is people who are pro-pedophilia and people who are anti-pedophilia, how can you possibly pick the first side? It's shocking for two reasons. Number one, because they're not only doing this to try to stop everyone who's against pedophilia, they're doing it in an open and public way. They're not hiding the fact. They don't like this movie. They don't want it to get out. They don't want anyone in Hollywood to participate in it. For years, they have tried to stop it. And now we are starting to see who is actually on the right side of history. Mel Gibson, obviously, being one of those people. We've seen multiple big influencers, big personalities, celebrities that have been promoting this movie. Look at those people and know those are the ones you can actually trust. Those are the ones you should be showing your support to. You should be seeing movies from them. Stop with the pedo Hollywood. Start actually supporting these celebrities that actually represent our values and want to be part of the future we're building for this country.
So clearly they're normalizing this. This has been like a constant effort. We see it every June with the stupid gay pride nonsense. It's satanic, it's demonic. But what are they normalizing it for? What's the ultimate goal? Is it to make pedophilia and child rape something that's legal and accepted widely?
I mean, just look at some of the top people in the government right now. Many of them have been either directly associated with that, or they've been literally caught doing it red-handed. Anthony Weiner, for example, he's literally still in cahoots with a lot of those top people, despite all the allegations and all the things that have come out about him, many of which have been proven to be true. So yes, they're trying to normalize it. They want this to be something where our future holds in a very serious way. They're trying to make it, as it first started out with many other movements where it's just going to be, we're doing this push, freedom, things like that. It eventually turns into this demonic, really hard to wrap your head around thing. And that's what they're doing here too. Make no mistake about it. You're 100% right about that.
Mel Gibson, I think, has been trying to tell us things for a really long time. I mean, just look at all the movies that he's produced or that he's starred in. One of my favorite, obviously, being The Patriot, because we're going to have conversations like that again. I mean, we're going to do some really uncomfortable things that do have a precedent. They've been done before. We're going to have some very uncomfortable conversations because accountability is the only way that we're ever going to right the ship. Do you agree?
100%. And this is an interesting story. So Mel Gibson, he was obviously in Braveheart. And my name, Matt Wallace. A lot of people wonder, am I related to the real Braveheart, William Wallace? Actually, yes. A long, 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 long amount of generations ago, I have William Wallace blood in me, which is perhaps why I'm such enjoying of the fighting back against the powerful. But his entire aura in that movie, his entire aura in all of the movies he represents, is fighting back and being strong. And that's exactly what he's doing now with this movie, but this time in a more impactful way than ever. And they have been trying to smear him pretty significantly. They have been accusing him of all sorts of things with previous relationships, trying to make sure that his name is so sullied that he's not able to actually call this stuff out. One actor in particular that is continuing to call him out is Leonardo DiCaprio. He won't work with him. He won't associate with him. The same dude who only dates women under the age of 25. The second they get to 25, he throws them out the window. I'm sure there's a lot more, if we continue digging down that hole, that we'll discover about him. Is Leonardo DiCaprio secretly doing illegal things behind the scenes? Why else would he be so against Mel Gibson? All these questions are important to look at, important to answer. And I think this movie is a step in the right direction for sure.
One of the biggest to be exposed, obviously, because he has his fingers and hands into everything that is evil and cynical and diabolical, is Bill Gates. And you do a great job of exposing him. We were even joking over the weekend here. We were out on the boat. People didn't want to raft up next to me because they were worried about a drone strike maybe hitting my boat. They absolutely know where you are. They're monitoring you all the time. And then we saw some fake cloud in the sky. Bill Gates probably responsible for that. I mean, this guy is the epitome of evil and attack in this country, isn't he?
He's a supervillain in real life. The perception for Bill Gates for decades has been, oh, this good-hearted dude, lots of charity. He has over $100 billion that he has access to. A lot of that is liquid. People don't know this. He has more liquid cash than anyone else in the world by a magnitude of like 10, more than Elon Musk, more than Jeff Bezos. Liquid cash just sitting there in the bank account. Most of them hold it in stock. That's the difference. He can literally, at any point in time, spend billions of dollars to do whatever he wants, influence the world, change things in a negative way. And he, instead of using that for charity, he only puts a tiny percent to charity, claims to be a good person from that without making any sacrifice at all in his own life. That's the real key determining factor of if charity actually is impactful. Do you sacrifice something in order to make that charity possible? He really doesn't. And that's why it's not even a remote idea that he's actually helping people with this. He is just trying to control the world. He's using his cash for that. He would keep it in stocks if he didn't want to do that. He's paying women millions of dollars in multiple cases. We already know there's one clear one with what happened with the poker player from Russia. So there's a lot of stuff like that that continues to happen over and over and over again.
So many people now see that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know, in all of its lovely dress up, that you can't put lipstick on a pig and make it anything different than a pig. You can't play dress up anymore with us. You know, if you're in the street wearing nothing, calling yourself a pride parade participant, and you're waving your balls and dick in front of a little kid's face, that makes you a pedophile, but it's normalized. No, you're still a pedophile. That's what you are. Even though the pedophile in the White House celebrates it, it doesn't make it any less criminal. And shame on these cops for not arresting the people that are doing it under the guise of Pride Month and not arresting the fake parents that bring them to these things. But you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is now widely known to be what it really is, which is an evil way of funding evil, more evil, perpetuating more and more of that. There is a very large awakening happening here over the last several years. I know that you agree with that. What do you attribute that to?
Well, one of the biggest things is Elon Musk buying Twitter and now allowing free speech on that platform. It will go down in history as perhaps the most substantial thing. And Melinda Gates, if you want to know about Bill, just look at what she has said and what she has done. She divorced him because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, of all people, his continued and long-going relationship that had a lot of ups and downs and continued on in a very creepy way. It's obvious that there was way more below the surface than what we're being told. And I'm working very hard to dig into that. I've made multiple videos on at Matt Wallace A-Late on Twitter and on my YouTube channel, which is just Matt Wallace, exposing that and getting to the truth. There are clips of Bill Gates at these youth bridge events and multiple other events where he is acting in a very suspicious and creepy way. Obviously, all of this needs to come to light. We need to see the truth about Bill Gates. Melinda Gates even publicly admitted most of these things. So it's not a conspiracy theory. We know at this point who Bill Gates is and what he's trying to do, and we just have to stop him. That's the lore right now.
I agree 100%. There is a smoking gun out there. If anybody's going to find it, it's Matt Wallace. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And then, by the way, for accountability, there is a silver bullet out there as well to help us fix it. Go find him on Twitter, Matt Wallace, also the YouTube channel. We appreciate everything that you're doing, and thanks a lot for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's always good to expose Bill Gates.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stu.